This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app and streaming through the website at am830.net. However you want to find us is up to you. We just ask you to tune in on Saturday mornings. You know, a fairly modest request, I would say. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're presented each and every week by our friends at Melissa's World Variety Produce. Well, Long Beach Burger Week just concluded, and one of the standout restaurants and burger purveyors, if you will, in my estimation, is Crack in Long Beach. And the name doesn't exactly mean what you think, but we'll get to that. And they are kind of hidden away in a very unlikely location in the Bixby Village Golf Course, a nine-hole golf course, and no exterior signage that I could see. But I had a chance to have lunch there during Burger Week. Really enjoyed my Hatch Burger. Got to sample the other burgers that are part of the portfolio. And wanted to get their owner chef, David Trepanier, on the show to tell us all about it. Because he just celebrated his third year anniversary. But I think he's still a bit hidden in Long Beach. Chef David, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
David, you have a very unusual operation there at the Bixby Village Golf Course. I guess my first question to you is, how did you ever discover that location and then figure out with the limited amount of equipment that you have available there that you could do this great portfolio of burgers plus some other wonderful sandwiches and some incredible sides?
Well, my sister's boyfriend was helping out on the greens here and heard her talking about starting food after 7 years of not having anything, and recommended me, and it turned into a great relationship with the golf course. We joke about not having a sign out there because we don't want too many people to come.
Well, Dave, I think that over the last 3 years has been in the process of changing because noting from when I had lunch there during Burger Week, and I hope it was a big success for you, but there was a lady at the table next to us out on the patio with that wonderful golf course view you have. I mean, what an environment. And, you know, you don't even have to spend $50,000 to become a member plus monthly dues. So I definitely like the concept there. But in all earnestness, this lady drove all the way from Manhattan Beach to be able to enjoy one of your burgers because she saw it on the KTLA Morning News and was compelled to drive that distance. Now, that must put a real smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, feeling like I've never felt before. For people to drive all the way out for my foot. Cooking is really, really, really neat.
And Dave, the other thing we should mention is, I imagine in the early going there 3 years ago that most of your business was, you know, golfers that they played their nine holes and were hungry and, you know, thought your operation looked clean and, you know, thought, well, you know, let's kind of give this personable guy a shot and see what he can do. But my perspective from that lunch I had with you is the majority of your guests seem to be coming just for you. Am I right about that?
80% of my customers are non-golfers.
Dave, again, that just, you know, that just kind of says what word of mouth does for you. Now,
exactly.
I know you have a love-hate relationship with Yelp. We all do. We won't kind of get into, you know, all of that. But I know they're calling you every week to advertise. It's not in your budget. Yet, your Yelp reviews are incredible. And what, your five stars?
4.8.
Well, you know, Dave, we'll cut you a little slack. Now, let's set the stage, Dave, for our listeners, if we could, in terms of what the environment is like at CRAC and what the guest experience is. And then, of course, Dave, I promise, we got to talk about some of those burgers.
Well, people describe it as, when they come here to eat on the patio, is eating in your friend's backyard. You know, I love what I do. I have fun with the customers. It's a small town area where people, you know, neighbors are coming, you know, over, and other neighbors are sitting right next to them at a table.
Well, it's definitely a relaxed environment, and, you know, you can see people are having a good time. But, you know, the building that you're in, you're actually sharing with the starter for the golf course, and also, you know, the golf shop. And then there you are on you know, the end of the building with your little counter and, you know, kind of your prep area. But you do the serious cooking on that outdoor grill. And, of course, your little secret weapon, Dave, is on that outdoor grill, there's always some good airflow. So you can't miss the very enticing aroma of those burgers when you're anywhere near that building.
Yeah, 4 years, and I've been smelling it, and I love it, still eat it every day.
Now, Dave, I have to ask you, you know, Long Beach Burger Week, it's very competitive. All the participants want to outdo everyone else. You have a whole smorgasbord of burgers that are on your menu. What was the winner for Burger Week for you?
Actually, the number one burger that I have here, it's my Dirty Burger. It's a bacon jam burger, which is chipotle mayo, bacon jam, and cheddar cheese.
Sounds good to me. Now, I would have to vote, because it is Hatch Pepper season, and that is only for a short period of time. Your Hatch Burger is definitely worthy, too. You want to give us the food porn description, if you will, Dave, of the Hatch Burger?
Yeah, my Hatch Burger has the green chili, tomato jam on it just to counteract the bitterness of the pepper, chipotle mayo, and my brioche bun with pepper jack cheese.
Again, definitely another winner. So we've talked about the Dirty. We talked about the Hatch. What else do you want to mention?
Well, I always do specials, and I have a Thai burger that I'm doing right now that has ground beef and ground pork together, grilled on top of pineapple with bok choy, sweet chili sauce, and bacon jam.
Now, you also do some fun things with your sides, Dave, which we'll get to in a minute. But in terms of your beverages, you unusually have root beer on draft, and it comes out in a tall, chilled mug. Where did all that come from? Because, again, you know, small place, limited storage place, yet you're really extending yourself. Tell us a little more.
Well, I like people to, you know, eat. Thinking with memories and back in the days when people did have the root beer on draft or at the soda fountains places and stuff like that. But people love the root beer. You know, it goes great with a burger, and it frosts up on that glass and slushes. And I always have ice cream to where I can throw a scoop of ice cream in the glass for dessert.
And Dave, who doesn't love an authentic root beer float? And for listeners that might not believe it, taste chilled root beer in a can versus draft root beer. And if you have any taste buds at all, there is an obvious difference. And, of course, in favor of draft versus the metal can. But, you know, just saying. And I can tell from your action, Dave, you know, you agree with me. Now, you also do some creative and unusual sides. The one that really stands out to me, because you don't see it too often, is tell us about the white bean chicken chili. And Dave, when are you going to give up that recipe?
And never. I'll be sleeping on your couch probably if I didn't have a job. I do white bean chicken chili. I do apple pie barbecue baked beans. I do crispy potato salad. that I make with tater tots, and just create different ones weekly. I have an elote corn salad now that it's corn season right now. And just a corn on the cob with an elote seasoning that I have. I've been eating it in a month, and I love it. Eat it every day.
Oh, love corn on the cob. So you'll keep that through corn season, correct?
Yeah.
So, you know, again, summertime and corn in Southern California goes well. Now, Dave, there are some people out there that are vegetarian. What do you do so they can come and enjoy a meal at Crack?
Well, I have some veggie tacos that I do with a hybrid tortilla. I turn my Ortega burger into a grilled cheese and take out the meat, and they seem to be happy with that.
Well, again, it's all about accommodation, Dave. Now, before we run out of time, we haven't talked about your regular sandwiches. You frequently see a tuna salad sandwich on a menu for a place that does lunch, but you don't often see in a place like Crack an ahi tuna sandwich. So tell us about that one.
Love it, love it. Yeah, you know, there's people on Friday, they don't like to eat beef, and I got to have something for them. So we sear up some ahi with some grilled onions and my special mustard that I make, and it's a great sandwich, burger, whatever you want to call it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, when you find yourself in Long Beach and are wondering where to eat, as you can tell, chef and restaurateur Dave is a character. He does great food and is working honestly harder than he needs to. Dave, where do people find you, the specific address for the golf course and the days that you're open?
Right on. I'm at 6180 Bixby Village Drive at the Bixby Village Golf Course. Open 6 days a week, closed on Mondays.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of those little discoveries in Long Beach, even though that it's 3 years later, it is Crack. Again, just some unexpected delights, reasonably priced, and, you know, you'll get to visit with chef and restaurateur Dave Trepanier. Dave, thanks for the time, and see you soon for an Ortega burger. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, it's our first preview segment for the upcoming Manhattan Beach Food and Wine. Host chef Neil Frazier, kind of the king of dining in downtown Los Angeles, with Redbird and Viviana. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. Short pause, I promise. We'll be back.